Bombing in 15 minutes. Heads down, through a corridor where congressional staffers hurry about carrying papers, urgently calling one another. A cadre of dark-suited Secret Service agents closes in, hustling Roger along in the wake of the committee members. A wailing like tinnitus fills his ears. "What's happening?" he asks, but nobody answers. Down into the basement. Another corridor, where two Marine guards are waiting with drawn weapons. The Secret Service guys are exchanging terse reports by radio. The committee men are hurried away along a narrow service tunnel. Roger is stalled by the entrance. "What's going on?" he asks his minder.
"Just a moment, sir."
More listening. These guys cock their heads to one side as they take instruction, birds of prey scanning the horizon for targets.
"Delta IV coming in. Over. You're clear to go along the tunnel now, sir. This way."
"What's happening?" Roger demands as they rush him into the corridor, along to the end and round a sharp corner. Numb shock takes hold. He keeps putting one foot in front of the other.
"We're now at DEFCON 1, sir. You're down on the special list as part of the House staff. Next door on the left, sir."
The queue in the dim-lit basement room is moving fast, white-gloved guards with clipboards checking off men and a few women in suits as they step through a steel blast door one by one and disappear from view. Roger looks round in bewilderment. He sees a familiar face.
"Fawn, what's going on?"
The secretary looks puzzled.
"I don't know. Roger, I thought you were testifying today."
"So did I." They're at the door.
"What else?" "Ronnie was making a big speech in Helsinki. The colonel had me record it in his office. Something about not coexisting with the Empire of Evil. He cracked some kind of joke about how we start bombing in 15 minutes. Then this..."
They're at the door. It opens on a steel-walled airlock, and the Marine Guard is taking their badges and waving them inside. Two staff types and a middle-aged brigadier join them, and the door thumps shut. The background noise vanishes, Roger's ears pop, then the inner door opens, and another Marine Guard waves them through into the receiving hall.
"Where are we?"
asks the big-haired secretary, staring around.
"Welcome to XK Masada," says Roger.
Then his childhood horrors catch up with him, and he goes in search of a toilet to throw up in.